today's Weekend in Review news. Claude Hayton reported in the Daily Mail a stretch of Route 23 bypass will be undergoing extensive work beginning Monday, April 14th. The project will have an impact on traffic patterns for several months as either repairs or full repaving takes place over a 7-mile stretch between Catskill and Carroll. The work will begin in Carroll and work toward Catskill. Much of the bypass bears the original concrete surface, which is approximately 60 years old. The stretch reaching between Route 9W in Catskill and Carroll Junction Road will be fully paved. The remainder of the road will receive patching as needed. The project will cost $2.4 million. The work is projected to be completed by July 23rd. Casey Seeler reported at Capitol Confidential, with a little more than 6 weeks to go before the state Democrats are scheduled to meet for their convention, a spokesman for the committee says the date and location have not been finalized. Newsday reported last week the convention would be held May 21st and 22nd at the Huntington Hilton in Melville on Long Island, a spot that signals the suburban outreach Governor Andrew Cuomo is counting on in his reelection efforts. The state GOP will hold its state convention May 14th and 15th at the Hilton Westchester in Rybrook. Adam Clayton reported in the Register Star, the Clavick Town Board heard last week received an update on progress made on the State Energy Highway blueprint from Ian Solomon, head of the Farmers and Families for Claverick. According to Solomon, the State Public Service Commission has requested the four companies involved in the expansion submit new proposals that will stay within current transmission corridors. New York Transco, North American Transmission, Boundless Energy, and NextEra are all vying for the winning bid. The companies must now collectively agree on a time frame to resubmit those amended plans to the commission. Crossroads Brewery Black Rock Stout was named the best stout in the world by the Brewers Association Friday, April 11th at its annual craft beer conference held in Denver, Colorado. Hutch Kugman, Crossroads head brewer, was on hand to accept the award. This year's World Beer Cup contest included nearly 5,000 beers from 1,400 breweries located in 58 countries, making it one of the largest commercial beer competitions ever held. The Athens-based brewery beat out 37 other competitors in the foreign-style stout category to win the gold medal. Crossroads co-owner Kenny Landon is a WGXC programmer. And today, Monday, April 14th, weather is partly sunny, high near 76. Monday night and thunderstorms, then showers likely and possibly thunderstorm after 4 a.m. Increasing clouds, low around 59. Chance of precipitation is 60%. New rainfall amounts or less than 1/10 of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms.